Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Pressure on Joe Gomez to shine at centre-back by Henry Jackson. Every Liverpool supporter has their own take on the Reds' summer transfer window, with some pleased with the business done and others left disillusioned about missing out on certain key targets. Whatever your stance, one thing that seems unforgivable is not bringing in at least one new centre-back, with a move for Virgil van Dijk fizzling out in a rather pathetic fashion. It has been a problem for so long now, and with other areas of the pitch looking so strong, it's infuriating to see the issue remain unresolved. To have Van Dijk as the only centre-back target is negligence of the highest order, regardless of whether it was Jurgen Klopp's decision or FSG's, and it now leaves Liverpool horribly short in that department. The first choice pairing of Joel Matip and Dejan Lovren are an injury-prone duo who only started 23 times together last season. They picked up an alarming total of 13 injuries between them, and their level of consistency is still a worry, particularly Lovren. In fairness, they have only lost once together when they both started for Liverpool in the Premier League, but the ongoing concern is that they will be in and out of the side because of fitness issues. Ragnar Klavan is a capable but limited backup option, and his career is slowly winding down now. He can come in and do a job, but only sporadically. In a season that will hopefully see Liverpool battling across four different competitions, the only other option is Joe Gomez. The 20-year-old suffered from terrible bad luck when he suffered a cruciate ligament injury shortly after Klopp's arrival at Anfield in October 2015, and an added Achilles problem the following summer ensured he missed 15 months of action. An unsurprisingly rusty return saw him struggle during Liverpool's ill-fated and short-lived FA Cup run last season, and there were even slight murmurs that he would never fully recover from his injury. A particularly sloppy performance in the 2-1 defeat to Wolverhampton Wanderers at Anfield seemed to be the final straw for Manny, but it was reckless to write him off so soon after such a long layoff. Gomez has roared back into contention during the summer and the opening weeks of 2017-18, impressing at right back with his physicality, quality on the ball, and general athleticism. The former Charlton Athletic player has been something of a revelation, as has been the case with Trent Alexander-Arnold, and the continued absence of Nathaniel Clyne is not being felt because of it. If right back is Gomez's position currently, it seems almost certain that he's going to have to slot in at centre back a fair amount, which will be a whole different challenge. Granted, he joined Liverpool as a promising central defender and is expected to play there permanently one day, but is he ready to be relied upon at the top level? Doing an efficient job at right back is slightly easier than at centre back, and the Reds' woeful failed attempts to sign someone in that role has now heaped unnecessary pressure on Gomez. As mentioned, it is very difficult to see Matip and Lovren staying fit for the entirety of the campaign, especially when you consider the addition of Champions League football, and it is likely to mean a more prominent role for Gomez than we expected. Klavan's fitness record is better than the first choice pair, but as he approaches his 32nd birthday, he is not someone who can play there every 3 days. How is there possibly this lack of depth at the back? It beggars belief. Liverpool should not be in a position where Gomez is being relied upon quite so heavily, and that is nothing against his ability as a footballer. He remains an incredibly inexperienced centre-back, having only played 3 times for the Reds there. Those appearances were all against lower league opposition in the FA Cup, so he hasn't even been tested against the best yet. Who knows how he will fare against the likes of Romelu Lukaku, Harry Kane, Alvaro Morata, and Gabriel Jesus. In an ideal world, Gomez will thrive when called upon. Ideally, he would come in, impress, and eventually replace the erratic Lovren. But his surprise importance to the squad highlights what a mess the club made with their defensive summer business. To put all their eggs in one basket with Van Dijk always felt like a risk that would backfire, and that's exactly what happened. You have to feel a bit for Gomez, who may well suffer when thrown in at the deep end at centre-back. But hopefully, he will look as calm and collected as he has in his right-sided berth. Klopp is a huge advocate of youth. Could his faith in Gomez shine through when his young starlet has to slot in centrally? Well, let's hope the answer to Henry's question at the end there is yes, and that Klopp's faith in Joe Gomez, which must be considerable considering the complete lack of action in the centre-half department in the summer transfer window, let's hope that that faith is absolutely well-founded, and it is nice to see him make a very solid start. I was a little bit nervous about his initial performances this year, but he's certainly grown into the role at right back and looks a solid option. His physicality is very impressive and an underrated capacity, I think, to do at least serviceable work in the attacking third as well. It was interesting to think, though, that yes, it's not just about Joe Gomez right back. A couple of injuries to our two injury-prone defenders and our two first-choice injury-prone defenders, and Joe's straight in there. Or at least so it would seem. Something occurred to me as I was narrating this piece by Henry there, and it's something that I keep coming back to as almost like a mantra, that Liverpool under Klopp are essentially a mental, crazy kind of team. And Klopp is, you know, famed for his, shall we say, somewhat unorthodox use of players at times. Look no further than the James Milner experience last season. Would it be possible, I wonder, to see somebody like perhaps Emre Can do a stint at centre-half that might free Joe Gomez to stay where he is, given that we now do have at least one other midfield option, seeing as Felipe Coutinho has now decided to stop crying and smile for the cameras and play for Liverpool again? At least that is the theory. It is maybe a completely wild card shout, but it's just something that occurred to me as I was reading it. But then I think sometimes my mind has been completely battered, not only by the daily nonsense I have to put up with here, but also by the complete lunacy of the time that Jurgen Klopp has spent as manager here. And I really, to be honest, wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.